Hey, welcome back to Dad Space. Happy to have you back. It's Dave, you know, the guy here from Dad Space. Taking a break from all the amazing interviews on the podcast. I've got so many more coming, so many great people. Come on. Sharing their dad stories, sharing their tools, resources, tips, and things for dads. Hope you're enjoying the conversation. Hope you're sharing the podcast with another dad as well. And to the large amount of female listeners to the podcast, I want to acknowledge you and say hi. Welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you here. Glad to know there's value in the content. Here on Dad Space, I wanted to share with you four rules for dads and really for parents on and how to make your home a healthier home today here on the podcast. You can find all the information about Dad Space at dadspace.ca. It's my website. I'm a Canadian, and that's a Canadian website, in case you're wondering why it's not .com. It's .ca. It's a little cheaper than the .com, which was crazy expensive. So I don't have money for that. So I got the dadspace.ca website over there. You can see all things dad. And the beautiful thing, if you want a little behind the scenes, if you like websites and you're curious about how websites are made, that website was actually created on Canva, canva.com, where you can make videos and images and all kinds of great stuff. You can actually make your website over there. Yeah, I'm not sponsored. I'm not making any money from this. But if you're interested in creating a very fun, easy to update, easy to maintain website, try Canva. Go to YouTube, search up Canva websites and have fun. It's really kind of cool. So there you go. Again, not sponsored, not making any money from this, but I really enjoy it. And I hope you enjoy the website. Would love to get your feedback over there as well. There's a SpeakPipe link where you can leave me a voice message about the podcast. Maybe let me know an episode that you enjoy. Maybe let me know an episode you haven't heard yet. And that'll give me some ideas for new content in the future. Let me know where you're listening. I would love to know where you are in the world. Leave me a voice message over at SpeakPipe. The links are on dadspace.ca. Again, powered by Canva. Let's jump in. So we are looking at four rules for dads and, you know, all parents on how to make our house, our home, a healthier place to be for us, for our kids, our family, everything about having a healthier home. And here are the four things that I've come across, and I wanted to share them with you because I think that, especially if you're a young parent, a young dad, some of these things you might not learn till later on and regret not knowing these four rules. Think about it. As parents, we're really good at drafting rules for everyone else. What time the kids go to bed, how much of their food they can eat before they leave the table, how long they can be on their device, what time they need to be home. And on and on and on it goes, right? Because we are awesome at creation of rules, specifically for everyone else except for ourselves. So I'm challenging you to take a little taste of your own medicine today. This might not go down easy. It might be a little challenging, but I'm hoping that the results will benefit not only your family, but will benefit you as well. Because a great dad, a great parent in the home just makes the home a totally different place than a parent who's struggling in trying to find themselves, establish themselves, and show up as a parent in the home. So again, no shade on anybody in any of these four that we're going to talk about, but I want to kind of poke you a little bit and I want to make you think. So we're still friends here at the beginning. We'll still be friends at the end of this. And I'm here for you. I want you to learn by these and grow by these. And as a fellow parent, my kids are out of the house. I'm an empty nester. Woohoo! I still am a parent. So these are things that I can put in place in my home as well. So here we go. You ready? All right, here we go. So the first rule that I want to put in front of you on the podcast has to do with something that's that can be very passionate, very intense. Something that comes up often. It can come out of nowhere. It can really just, kind of like when you're driving and you've checked all your blind spots, you go to make a lane change and lo and behold, there's a car there. You didn't see them. They came out of nowhere and you almost crash. This one, this first rule, I think can just raise its ugly head at any point in our day, any point in our week, in our conversations and how we react. And it's all around hate. Now you're like, Dave, I don't hate my family. I don't hate my kids. I don't hate my partner. Okay, but the elements of hate can also rise up. And my challenge to you and rule number one here is to hate no one. No matter how much you have been wronged, do not hate anyone. And you're like, well, that's pretty broad. That's pretty hard to measure and pretty hard to put into place. Now, no matter how you've been raised and whatever your belief system is in your home, one thing I think we can agree on is hate for anyone in any situation is devastating. And your kids are going to make decisions. You're going to make decisions for your kids. Your partner's going to do things that are just going to flick that switch where hate comes to light. Things that you've never talked about, things you've never addressed before. There's something that's going to trigger hate to just show up unexpected. And it's something that I think can be very, very dangerous. So my ask of you is to eliminate hate within your home in how you speak to each other, how you are spoken to, how you address each other, your side comments about others while you're watching television and something's on the screen and you make a comment that demonstrates hate, hateful speech, hateful thoughts, hateful comments, hateful actions that your kids look over at you and go, whoa, dad just showed his cards there. He's not interested in what's happening in the moment. And am I supposed to follow that? Is he right? Am I wrong? Am I right? Is he wrong? I don't know what's going on right now. When we demonstrate hate in our home, it seems to happen when you have it directed towards someone who's not in the room, yet everyone knows your comments. So those inappropriate comments about a marginally displaced group who are not like you. You know what I'm talking about. Any kind of racism or any kind of talking down to a certain group of people, your kids are going to pick up on it and it's going to stick with them. Really hard to shake because they admire you as a leader. They've followed you. They've been with you their whole life. And even if they don't agree with everything you say as a parent, they do look to you for a moral compass. It's kind of a good and bad yin and yang. You're the person that gives them their idea of how they should go out into the world. And the last thing we want to do is create a element of hate, instill it in our kids, and release them into the world. So my goal for you in rule number one is to hate no one, no matter how much they've wronged you. In the past or in the future, hate no one. So the next thing to kind of keep in mind as far as some four rules for dads and parents and how to make your home healthier, the next one is to live humbly, to live in humility, and to live a humble lifestyle. No matter how wealthy you become in life, and wealth can be time, could be money, could be gifts, could be your experience and your expertise, your knowledge, the wealth of knowledge, the wealth of family. Live humbly, no matter how wealthy you are in life. I think as we demonstrate humility to our kids and that no one is below us, no one is less, no one is lesser or of less value, we demonstrate that we humbly serve our community, we humbly serve our family, And in true humility, we find strength as parents. And I think that is a lesson that is lacking today for our kids when they look at superstars and larger-than-life people who demonstrate the opposite of being humble. They demonstrate the extravagance of unlimited funds and unlimited attention and unlimited influence, that our kids see that as the goal to shoot for. When you as a dad help somebody with their items to the car from the store, when you hold the door for someone, when you put somebody else ahead of yourself, those things that happen, those demonstrations, whether big or small, conscious or unconscious, demonstrate to your kids that humility and being humble in life is one of the best ways to show up in life. So maybe try a little humility this week. That's number two. The next rule that I have for you, and for me, really, is to think positively. No matter how hard life is, to approach it from a sense of positivity, not negativity. Turn on the news any night, any evening, any day, and you're going to be bombarded with negativity. Our whole world is structured around who we don't agree with and who doesn't agree with us. And there's a lot of fear and hate, which we talked about earlier. There's a lot of boastful living and living above our means and trying to be better than the person down the street. When's the last time that a negative thought just came out of your mouth? Just, it was there. All of a sudden you said it and you're like, oh my gosh, where'd that come from? Thinking positively about our family, about ourselves, when we look in the mirror, when we look at our kids, when we look at our relationships, we think about our job, we think about family, everything, our money in the bank, we think about everything that we think about. How positive have you been this week? How positive have you been today? In the last 5 minutes, how positive have you been? In comparison, how negative are you? What is your default setting? Are you negative or positive? If you're a negative person and you see the worst in people, and that's your default setting, your kids will grow up emulating how you see the world. Yeah, they might try to do things better than you, but there's going to be this default setting where they're going to pick people apart, take people down a notch, because that's how dad was. That's how mom was. I think if we could live and demonstrate positivity to our kids on a consistent basis, we can change the world. We can change their world for sure. That's number three. So we talked about hate no one, live humbly, think positively. And the last one is to forgive all. When we talk about forgiveness in our homes, in our relationships, with our kids, with our job, it always seems that we talk about forgiveness in relation to our relationships, into the people that come into our life, and how we show forgiveness to them for how they treat us or mistreat us or ignore us or hurt us. But I think the one person that we don't forgive is ourselves. We need to think of others and of ourselves in the best way possible. And my challenge to you is, think about it this way. If someone was to grab one of your kids, hold them up to the wall, and say to them what you say to yourself when no one's around about yourself, you know, the comments that you make about not being good enough, not meeting your own expectations, you're not healthy enough, you're not rich enough, not good looking enough. You're not confident enough. Imagine somebody saying those things to your child. Would you not react? Would you not step in and change that situation for your kid? Would you not step in and go, wait a minute, wait, you can't talk to my kid like that? And you would break it up. You would make something happen. You don't want your kids to see that. Then why do you do that to yourself? Why do you talk to yourself the way you do when no one's around? No one's going to hear you. But you say some pretty nasty things to yourself. I know I do. And if I could live by the rule of forgiving everyone, including myself, for the things that I've done and the missteps and the missed opportunities and the regrets, if I could forgive myself of that and move forward, I think that the world would be a better place. And I'm hoping that this would encourage you as a dad, as a parent, to create a better place for your family, for you, for your legacy. Because 100 years from now, 2124, no one's going to know much about you. Your car is going to be long gone. Someone else is going to be living in your house. All of your material possessions are going to be owned by someone else or put in the garbage. You won't even really be a picture on someone's wall in 100 years. You're like, Dave, that's really bringing me down. But if we lived with the idea that the only impact that we're really going to have is the time that we have while we're here, shouldn't we invest more time in what really matters than the accumulation of things and a dollar amount and all those things? Wouldn't it be better if our world was made better because we didn't hate anyone? We lived in humility. Positivity was our default setting. And we gave forgiveness to everyone, including ourselves. If that was the mark of our life, I think that even though people won't remember our name in 100 years, people won't remember my name in 100 years. The legacy of what we put into people and how their life is different because of how we lived our life, changed someone's opinion, gave them a different outlook, and their starting point was they started from our successes and not from our weaknesses. I think that is the piece that lives on long after everyone forgets our name. So there's 4 simple rules. They sound simple, but they're very hard to put into place. My encouragement for you is to look at these rules, listen to this again, make some notes, and make some plans. Because I think you have something great. You have a family. You are a father. You're a dad. You have something to give to these kids, to this family, to your partner, to yourself. And I want to see you do well. Thank you for listening to Dad Space. And if you ever need to chat, dadspace.ca, let me know. I'd love to talk to you. Take care. Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, I think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.